Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
High school basketball and everything that went on over the weekend. 7 in a row for Gary Sims, Edgewood Lady Mustangs. They went at North Putnam 33-29. They're 3-0 in the WIC East. They forced 22 turnovers. Serena Morris had a nice game with 15. Claire Phillips is 1-1. Sealed things in the final 5 seconds. Edgewood now 9-4. As we told you late last week, the North-South girls game went to South convincingly, 74-18. The South Panthers are on fire. They've won 5 of 6, and they're playing in the Franklin County Holiday Tournament. Tomorrow they have 2 games. They'll play against Danville and then Indianapolis Chittard at 2 o'clock. Danville at 10 in the morning. They'll stay over there and play Wednesday against Franklin County, so 3 games in 2 days for Larry Winter's crew. They got a nice effort from junior Paige Gilhausen off the bench with 13 the other night, and Sharice Otter had a nice game as well with 10 points and 6 rebounds. Destiny Thurman had 9 for North, who dropped to 0-3 in Conference Indiana. Elsewhere in hoops, mentioning Edgewood and the success in the league, Dave McHuron's Ponies are 3-0 in the WIC East. They'll be on the airwaves tomorrow night, John Callahan and Terry Stoltz, with the Sullivan game at 7:30, Chalk Talk at 7 o'clock. Chayton Howard had a career-high 15 on the night in that North Putnam win they had. That was their best defensive effort of the year, 54-27. They held the Cougs to 27% and forced 26 turnovers. They ran into Mooresville and lost 76-69. Saturday night, Braden Patton had 24 points and 7 rebounds, a rally that fell short in the fourth quarter. But Edgewood 3-0 in the division, and Sullivan comes in 2-1.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Given the atmosphere, the importance of a quality win, and the fact Tom Crean's Hoosiers were in the midst of its comeback, down 16 at the 15:08 mark, Christmas came early at Bankers Life Fieldhouse Saturday for the Hoosiers in that 80-73 dandy. The Hoosiers lights out the final 7:02, and they just played extremely well. They closed out Notre Dame 19-4 with its best finish, trailing by as many as they did in the Tom Crean era. O.G. Anunoby and Colin Hartman in with 6 key points during that stretch. They also had 4 rebounds. O.G. had a big offensive rebound for 2 during the stretch, and Indiana hit 10 of 12 from the line, 7 of 8. The final 57 seconds to seal it. And while that was going on, Notre Dame, 2 of 13 over that 7-minute stretch. They didn't hit any of the 5 they took from 3-point range. They shot 15% the final 7:02 in this Hoosier defensive masterpiece. Troy Williams had 16 of his season high, 18 in the second half, as the Hoosiers outscored Notre Dame 49-32. To seal this one, Troy also added 10 rebounds, his 8th career double and his 2nd this year. Indiana will host Kennesaw State. Don't forget the early tip at 6 o'clock tomorrow night. The Owls come in 3-10. That one on the McCracken court. Meanwhile, number 23 Miami put 30 up in the 3rd quarter last night, shot 55% in the 2nd half, dropping Terry Morin's IU women's group to a loss, 89-75. Tyra Buss led the way with 28 in the opening game of 2 of the Florida Sunshine Classic being held in Winter Park, Florida.